Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
8:45, quarter till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. I was saying before the break, I wish somebody would take Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul and put it together chronologically with the flash forwards and flashbacks so you could watch a story beginning to end. And that's fiction, of course, but in real life, Devin Bartolotto, WWL Louisiana reporter and anchor, has kind of done that with the timeline of the Bourbon Street attack. Good morning, Devin. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. How are the kids? Or kid?
Kid. She's good. She doesn't stop moving. I just dropped her off at school.
How old now?
She's like a little less than a year and a half old, like almost 17 months old. So she's talking up a mile a minute and
change
moving all over the place.
Change your life just a little bit, huh, Mom?
It's so much fun. I love it.
Okay. It'd save her every moment because it'll be gone in a heartbeat. Let's talk about... what you put together here, because I think it's interesting the way you put the whole story together with Masoud Dinjabar's attack and when it first started, when he was first captured on video. So I'm going to turn it over to you. Devin, you're a good storyteller. Have at it.
Oh, my. All right. Well, so this was kind of a collaborative thing between producer Tori Josie and I. She's our producer at 10 o'clock, and she is an EarthCam lover, so she always puts the EarthCam in our shows and has for years. So when she heard that some of these videos were starting to be released and we had a little bit better idea of a timeline of when Jabbar was in New Orleans, she started to take a look. Now, the thing with the EarthCam is unless somebody takes a screenshot, after 24 hours, it disappears forever. So she was entirely reliant on what photos people had taken screenshots of in the 24 hours after this attack and what they've taken videos of as well. And she was able to go through and find little pieces where we see the cooler that at least one of the coolers that Jabbar dropped off on Bourbon Street, and also a video of him riding a bike through the French Quarter in October. So do you want me to take a look at the day of or start way back?
Well, let's start way back. Tell me the whole story. We had a couple of minutes here.
So, I mean, we know that he came on Halloween to kind of scope things out. And what Tori and I did was combined with the video that the FBI released, which is recorded on Meta Glasses on Halloween of him biking down Bourbon Street. We kind of pieced this all together in the timeline. So we know that on Halloween, he came in the afternoon. He was riding through the French Quarter on a bike. He was recording on Meta Glasses first at Bourbon in St. Louis, and he kind of takes a whole ride through the French Quarter. So we see him on the EarthCam at Bourbon in St. Peter at 4:25 p.m. He went down Royal, down Canal. We see him crossing Canal at Camp Street, then turn onto Charters. And the FBI released a photo of him on the security camera at 4:54 p.m. So we know for at least an hour he was riding through the French Quarter on Halloween in the afternoon. Then we know he came back on November 10th. We only have one photo that was released yesterday of that. So Tori and I are kind of keeping an eye on what else might be released. And she's also currently combing through whatever surveillance videos that she can find from the French Quarter right now of that date to try and find things.
What was he doing in Gonzales? Do you know?
So we've been trying to figure that out. And we don't actually have video of what he was doing in Gonzales on New Year's Eve. However, we do know that he was driving an electric Ford F-150. And when I looked it up yesterday, there's basically no way he could have made it from Houston to New Orleans without charging that truck at least once.
Okay.
So that, I don't want to speculate. However, at some point, he had to have stopped and plugged that truck in order to make it to New Orleans.
Would that be at somebody's home or at a charging station, or do you know?
I don't know. And we don't have any photos or videos of that. I'm sure the FBI does.
You see that keen investigative mind working here, right, Devin?
Yeah, I mean, you're just going to have to... This is one of those, like, kind of wait-and-see things. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there are thousands of hours of videos and photos, and, you know, everybody's got a camera on their house or on their doorbell these days. So I cannot imagine how many videos are out there of this guy.
One thing, and you can take us through January 1st when we come back, because we could do traffic right now, but... and the day of the attack. But one thing I still don't understand was why he waited until 3:15 in the morning. And I guess they're still trying to figure that out. But you can pick it up at 12:39 a.m. on the 1st when we come back about the truck and the coolers in the bed turning off a north rampart on the Governor Nichols in the quarter. 8:50, 10 till 9, more with Devin Bartolotta, the timeline of the Bourbon Street attack in detail when we return on WWL. Right.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Now look at traffic. 8:55, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Devin Bartolotta, WWL Louisiana reporter and anchor. She's pieced together with EarthCam live stream video and a producer at Channel 4, the Bourbon Street attackers' actions. Let's pick it up January 1st, 2025, the morning of the attack, Devin. I also want to focus really on the EarthCam stuff and how these coolers got moved around. So go ahead.
Sure. Yeah, that was one of the most interesting parts of this. It's something that the FBI was not able to release, but we were able to find. So I guess we'll start at the beginning here. This is January 1st, 2025, 12:39 a.m. And what we're doing here is taking everything that the FBI has released, every photo, every video that we have of the attacker, and piecing it together chronologically. It took hours and hours, but it was worth it to kind of understand how the movements started. And if you're listening to this, I wish I had a map to show you. So please just, I guess, imagine as best you can. So 12:39, we know that he's at Governor Nichols and North Rampart, parks the car nearby. That's kind of on the eastern, more residential part of the French Quarter, and then walks down Governor Nichols Street onto Bourbon Street. So the first time that we know right now that he was on Bourbon Street was 1:48 a.m., and he's dragging an ice chest on wheels down Bourbon Street. There's two videos of him doing that. One of them, he's a little bit closer to Orleans, and then he drags it a little bit closer down to kind of closer to St. Peter Street. And this is really strange. We see him on video that the FBI released. He waves for kind of a long time. He waves at a camera or waves down the street, and then turns around and leaves the cooler and heads back in the direction of Governor Nichols. So that's cooler number one. And the waving is still unexplained. A lot of people have asked me about it, and I don't know if it was a wave to kind of make it look more natural that he was leaving the cooler, you know, like he was saying he saw someone and was leaving, or if he was deliberately waving at the Earth Cam that is parked at that location.
All right, cooler number two.
Cooler number two. Is at 2:20 a.m., so about 25 minutes later, and that gets placed at Bourbon and Toulouse. And we don't have timestamps of the videos and the pictures on the Earth Cam. However, you can see that cooler really clearly on the Earth Cam in several photos, and there are crowds of people. I mean, you've seen Bourbon Street on a big night, crowds of people inches away from this cooler that was packed with explosives. And at some point, somebody or multiple people dragged that cooler down the street so that it was originally parked at Bourbon and St. Peter, and it's at Bourbon and Orleans by the time of the attack, because someone unrelated to the crime, the FBI has cleared them, drug this cooler almost a full block.
Which was loaded with a bomb.
Yes, loaded with a bomb, and we know that there was all kinds of shrapnel inside as well.
Devin, let me just move ahead here because we only have 2 minutes left. One thing I'm wondering about is how did the police, or do we know how the FBI got from a guy drives his truck past a police car down Bourbon Street, runs people over, hits the lift hoist or whatever you call that thing, gets out, starts shooting the police, kill him. How did they then backtrack to the coolers and explosive devices?
So that was interesting, and we kind of got some clues by listening to the dispatch calls, which tell us that, first of all, we see on the Earth Cam that they cleared the street. So the cooler that we know it is at Bourbon and Orleans is still there, and the street is clear, and there are police everywhere. Then we see the police kind of close in on it in another screenshot from the Earth Cam. And then at 3:44 a.m., we hear on dispatch a first responder is requesting a bomb dog. We don't know if that's for cooler number one or cooler number two, but at some point in that hour, they discovered one of the bombs.
Devin, y'all have done remarkable work at Channel 4. I don't know if this helps or not. Somebody texted in and said Tanger Outlet has car chargers in Gonzales. I don't know if that helps or not with Earth Cam. I just thought I'd pass it along. Thank you.
Oh,
I appreciate your time.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it. Have
a
good day.
Y'all do a great job. Devin Bartolotto, WWL Louisiana reporter and anchor. We're going to come back. Talk about how people like the attacker become radicalized, and can they become de-radicalized after they've gone down that rabbit hole? Tommy Tucker, glad you're with us. Back in a flash, WWL.